concept that we have of Bedikas Chametz. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to tell us that even if you've cleaned well, you still have to actually do Bedika. But the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah, presents that there's another concept called Cheskas Baduk. This is going to have relevance to us as to actually how we do Bedikas Chametz. Certainly if you're going away, and if you're going to be in a hotel, or if you're going to go to somebody else's house, what do you have to do for Bedikas Chametz? So the Shulchan Aruch says, a Mechabed Chedro, if a person cleans up their house, or their room, on Yud Gimel Nisan, before you have the obligation to do Bedika, and you have intention to check for chametz and to burn it, and you're careful you don't bring any other chametz, you still have to check on the night of the 14th. What does that mean? According to this view, it means that if you cleaned your entire house, tooth and comb, you've done everything to the whole thing, it doesn't matter, you still have to go around and check everything. Everything. Okay? Whatever the closets, whatever, you have to check everything. That means your bedikas chametz will take a long time. However, the Rama writes, therefore, everyone has to clean up their rooms before the bedika, and also your cuffs or your pockets, but where you might actually put chametz in those things. You have to do bedika on that. However, earlier on, the Shaar HaTzion presents the idea, and he says, Pischei Tshuva says, in the name of the Eima Kalachik Hayom, Shehaminag L'chavid and Lakas Habayis Mikol Chashash Chametz, since we clean it entirely from any remnants potentially of Chametz, Kodim Lil Yadalad, before the night of the 14th, Yesh L'minag Zeh Yisod Medina. What's this Minag? The Minag that the Ramah quotes earlier, and that's the Minag of actually putting down 10 pieces of bread. So for Ashkenazim, we have a Minag that we put down 10 pieces of bread, and the reason why we put down 10 pieces of bread, because our house is spotless, technically. Technically, your house is spotless, therefore you need to put down 10 pieces of bread. Why? In order to ensure that you're making a bracha, and the bracha is appropriate. Not everybody agrees with this idea. The reason being that, is the bracha going on me finding chametz, or is the bracha on me going, checking chametz? That's why some say, even if you didn't put down your 10 pieces, you still say the bracha, because of the fact that it's not about if you found chametz, but it's about if you checked appropriately for chametz, and that's why it's okay. But according to this, the only reason why you're putting down the 10 pieces is because, in fact, you didn't, your house is totally clean, you don't need to do that. So based on this, we have a concept called Cheskas Baduk. Cheskas Baduk means we have an assumption that this room is clean, and therefore is not required of Bedika. So what does that mean? If that was not true, it would mean the following. Even though your house, you cleaned it really well, you brought a crew in, you cleaned everything, and then you went and you put down 10 pieces of bread, right? So we know we put down 10 pieces of bread, so everybody knows where those 10 pieces of bread are, so you obviously magnetize that area of the room to go find where that bread is, or you're not going to look in some bizarre place for it. But if I didn't have that, then I would be required to really go through every aspect of the room during Bedikas Chametz, which means I have to like push through all the books, shake out all the books, do all of these things, because of the fact that I didn't do Bedikas Chametz yet. So we have a concept called Cheskas Baduk, which means there's a chazaka, there's an assurance here that we assume since no chametz were brought back in and we cleaned it well, that room is actually considered clean. Where does this apply? Certainly you go to a hotel and you end up in that hotel, let's say the morning of Pesach, right? Or the night before. Do you have to do bedika? So if your assumption is that the hotel crew cleaned the room very well, then that room is a room that has cheskas baduk. There's no chametz in it whatsoever. Therefore, you wouldn't be obligated in doing bedikas chametz, and you would look around, but you would not be able to say a bracha. That's the key. You wouldn't be able to say a bracha on it because of the fact that there is no chametz there. Just like in the Gemara scenario, you're going to the wine cellar, I wouldn't actually have to do bedikas chametz because chametz doesn't go there. So once I have that, then that's how I'm going to be off the hook. So that's what enables us to actually do a much lighter bedikas chametz. Because as you're cleaning each room, assuming you don't have pets that are going to take the food into the rooms, but some of the pets have no access to certain rooms. So in that scenario, you know that that room is totally closed off, it's clean, nothing more to worry about. So when it comes time for Bedikas Chametz, you really don't have to go in there with your candle or your flashlight in order to do Bedikas Chametz, because there's a concept called Cheskas Baduk. The main difference, of course, is can you say a bracha on the room if the room is Cheskas Baduk? Which is why a person, if you got into a hotel room, what you would do is you'd put 10 pieces of bread down there anyway, so that you would now be mechayev yourself in a bedikah, you'd be obligated in doing bedikas chametz. But if a room you knew was bona fide cleansed beforehand, and there's nothing more you have to worry about, then technically you're not chayv on bedika. This is what enables us, as we mentioned, to get around this whole idea of having to check for a long period of time. Again, if a person is going to be in their house within 30 days, they have to do bedikas chametz. That's for another time we'll discuss. But if, as long as you're going to be in a place on Leil Yadalid, which is the night before the Seder, you then have a chiyuv bedika, assuming that that room wasn't actually clean. So Shmuel gives a scenario. If you're in one hotel room, and then the next morning you're moving to another hotel room, since you start in this hotel room, and it's the night of the 14th, you have a chiyuv bedika there, because you, let's assume you ate chametz, so you have a chiyuv bedika, even though tomorrow I'm going to be somewhere else. But this is your bias right now. So you actually have a chiva badika there. So it's something to keep in mind wherever you're going to be. The moment you are in a place on the night of Yadalit, you now have a new chiva badika. If you're going to be at somebody else's home, one of the things you want to be able to do is you want to be able to have a kinyan to acquire the room that you're going to be staying in. Because even though it's theirs, in order to be mechaiva badika, let's say you're going to go away to your kids or somebody else's house, so you say, can I rent that room? Sometimes do it for a dollar, or you just ask for a kinyan to be able to acquire that room so you can be mechayev yourself in a bedika, and therefore you'll be able to do a bedika with a bracha in that room that you're going to be staying in for those days of Pesach.